You know, we got our last two games at home, which is always good. It's great, not good. You know, especially right now. The only thing that's not on our side so far is the weather. You know, it's not cold as it normally would be right now, but, you know, overall, we just got to go out and do our thing, and, you know, we know the fans will be there.
Happy Hanukkah, buddy.
Yeah, Seattle's unreal. I promise you, but yeah, we still got the best fans. We still have the best fans here, and, you know, we know they'll be there supporting.
It's going to be chilly on Sunday. Just to let you know.
30 degrees?
Like 35.
Nah, that ain't chilly. Yeah. I mean, I'm used to it. I'm from the South. I'm like, 30 degrees. Yeah. That'll be good. You know, but it just, what was it in Buffalo last week?
Snowing a little.
Yeah, so when it snows, I mean, it's really not cold.
Yeah.
You know, that's how we think as football players.
Dion, I have a question for you in regard to your first go-round here, or back in the mid-2000s, you always heard a lot of Tom about spreading the ball around.
Right.
It seems more now it's about, well, Tom's going to find the open guy, so that's maybe why a guy gets 9 catches a game.
Yeah.
Is that a difference?
Well, I mean, it's just part of the offense. It's just part of the Florida game, game plan. You know, we can go out here and practice, and they may feature me in practice 20 times, you know, in one day, and I'm like, man, I'm going to get 20 balls in the game. And then you go in the game, it's like you get one ball. That's just how the game flows. You know, a lot of stuff happens. A lot of different things get thrown. A lot of plays break down. So it's different. It's just the Florida game. You know, Tom sit back there and he just handpicked where he want to go with the ball. It's all about reading the coverages. We may practice for this on defense and then they give us something else. So now we got to adjust to it.
So is it something you know early in the game?
No, I mean, the only thing we know early in the game is like what we've been studying and game planning for the week of. That's about it. You know, once the game starts, now we see what's what, and now we have to adjust if it's anything different than what we've been game planning for.
It used to be, I guess when I'm heading this, it was more rarer to see a guy with 9 or 10 catches.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots 6 or 7 years during 6 or 7 years ago. It would, if you look at a box score, it would be 4, 4, 4, 4, 4.
Right,
now
exactly.
It's like 9, 4, 3. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering whether maybe it's a change in the way you guys approach
Like I said,
things.
It's just still like the Florida game.
It's still the same?
Yeah, it's still the same. You know, the most successful teams and the most successful offense are the ones that spread the ball around, in which we do that. You know, like you said earlier, some games, hey, it may be you. Next week, it may be somebody else. The week after that, maybe somebody else. That may lead the team to catches. But it probably won't be that far of a spread from the second to the third guy. I mean, you look at it. I mean, we may be the only team in the league with four guys that, well, three have over 50, and I'm right at 48.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's not too many teams in the league that's like that. And then I think the next guy below me is what? He's around at 30-something.
Big drop.
So, yeah, it's sort of a big drop, but it's kind of crazy, though. You think about four or five guys, close to 50 receptions.
Another guy with 100.
So you see the skew. I mean, those are a lot of balls. That's a lot of balls. I mean, that also means we're throwing it a lot, too. So, you know, we just take it one game at a time and have a game plan and try to go out and execute that.